There are now about 33,000 American troops based in Afghanistan. Washington has been locked in a dispute with Kabul over a security pact which will determine the future of America's military presence in this country. Meanwhile, the U.S. military has suffered further casualties. Three American soldiers were killed on Friday in a motorbike bombing in Helmand. Analysts believe their deaths must have scared those who are leading efforts to keep U.S. boots here beyond the 2014 deadline.
When Obama announced that they will pull out in 2016, he should stand on and he should start moving out from this country. Otherwise, the resistance is there, the opposition is there, and there is no any peace agreement between foreign forces and the Taliban. So till they are here, the casualties will be there.
NATO forces remain vulnerable mostly to roadside bombings. It's the Taliban's main weapon. Over 3,500 U.S. service members lost their lives here since the war began well over a decade ago. But what went wrong? Why does the Taliban's resolve remain unbroken?
You know, the problem is the Taliban are not a weak group. It is a strong group.
The U.S. military campaign, which has resulted in a high number of civilian casualties, has fueled the flames of militancy. The Taliban indiscriminate attacks also continue, a trend which seems beyond control now. 2014 is a very crucial year for both Afghan and American forces. Afghan forces are expected to take the lead of all military operations by the end of this year. U.S. forces could have an advisor role. Despite this, it's too hard for many here to predict a big change in the security situation in Afghanistan. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.